So according to the Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, he will be gaveling in the state Senate today at noon. Senators, however, do not need to be present, and no legislation is set to be considered today. So will the Senate immediately end this special session and gavel out like they did last November? They have not met since April. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent this morning, and this is your state capitol report. So what are your expectations for your state government? And what, if anything, do you think the state legislature should be doing beginning today? We'll take your calls this morning at 1-800-642-1234, your emails at ideas@wpr.org. We begin by setting the stage for High Noon in Madison today with Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. Laurel, thank you, and let's begin with what to expect as they gavel in the state Senate today. What are your expectations?
Well, good morning. We heard from Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald's office on Friday that they're planning to do a ceremonial gaveling in of the session, but it'll be what's called a skeletal session. There won't be any lawmakers present, at least not any members of the Republican majority. So we're not expecting any debate or any votes today on the bills that the governor called the special session about, which are about police training and police policy standards in Wisconsin.
Are you expecting it to gavel out like it did in November?
So that's a really interesting question and kind of a wonky procedural question, but it's an important one because if they gavel the session out immediately, that means there's really obviously no potential for them to address these issues in the coming weeks or months if they decide to. If they gavel in and leave it open, they could come back and discuss bills, have that debate sometime in the near future. So from what we're hearing from the Senate Majority Leader's office, they're not going to gavel out immediately. And that kind of sends the message that it's an open conversation, that this is something that's ongoing and kind of continuing in the rest of 2020. That's at least for the Senate. We haven't heard what the plans are in the state assembly in terms of, their gaveling in.
So Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald gavels in today at noon. Expectations are they will not consider any legislation today, and state senators do not need to be in attendance. However, there is not the expectation, at least so far, or indication that they'll be gaveling out, which means the state Senate will be in session to consider legislation at some point, perhaps down the road. Do you have any expectations for this special session, Laurel?
Well, we know that the Senate Majority Leader put out a statement on Friday saying that he expects there to be action in the coming months for lawmakers to both discuss the governor's proposals that he put forward in June. He introduced these bills in response to Black Lives Matter protests earlier this summer. But Senator Fitzgerald said he also wants senators to look at a package of bills from Senator Van Wongard. I know the senator is going to be on the program later, and he'll talk about those bills. So that's kind of on the agenda for the Senate as well. And then other proposals that we haven't heard from yet or heard about yet. Senator Fitzgerald said that he's in particular interested in a bill that would increase penalties for violence against police in Wisconsin. He said that's something that he thinks is necessary after seeing what's gone on in Kenosha over the past several days. So these are things that, the lawmaking process typically takes quite a while, especially when it has to do with certain issues. So those are kind of the touch points that we'd be looking at over the coming months.
Impossible not to notice, Laurel White, in the national political climate that we are heading towards an election in November. And Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald is expected to be taking the retiring Senator Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner's seat come November. He won his Republican primary. So what role, if any, does politics play into gaveling in and leaving the state Senate open today? What role does politics play as we head towards November in the elections and the call from some Republicans to push for a supermajority in the state legislature come 2021?
It's something that we absolutely can't ignore. The fact that we're this close to an election, it's a big part of the climate and a big part of decision making in the Capitol and elsewhere. Lawmakers are obviously making decisions about how their actions are perceived, you know, the things that they're going to need to talk about on the campaign trail being, you know, obviously very different this year with COVID, but as they're interacting with their constituents and making that bid for, you know, in Fitzgerald's case, a new office, that step to Congress or to be reelected or to, you know, kind of shift the power in the legislature, Republicans trying to get that supermajority. They talk about how they're handling issues. And obviously the issue of police training, police standards is an incredibly hot button one in Wisconsin and across the country right now. People certainly have opinions about the protests. They certainly have opinions about policing in the state. And so convening the session today, not having debate, but leaving it open and saying this is something that they want to work on, that's obviously a calculation that Fitzgerald and other members of the Republican Senate have made to say, this is something that we're interested in pursuing and talking about, but not necessarily in the way that the governor wants us to.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. Listen to the latest. It's 30 minutes and it will catch you, get you up to speed if you've been behind on any of these stories. So you did make mention of the assembly, but we haven't heard what the other half of our state legislature plans with the state Senate gaveling in today. Any indication of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the Republican majority taking action going forward?
So Speaker Voss put out a statement last week pretty quickly after the governor called the special session on Monday. The statement was very sharply critical of the governor and the special session. Essentially, Speaker Voss's perspective here is that the governor is being partisan and disingenuous in his call for the special session. He says that Governor Evers hasn't done enough to reach across the aisle to find bipartisan consensus, that he's not really invested in, you know, proposals passing the legislature and going to his desk at this point. He's making kind of a political statement by calling the special session and calling on lawmakers to act now. So Speaker Voss, you know, in saying that, also added that he thinks, kind of like Senator Fitzgerald, that this is going to be a process that plays out over the coming months. He had previously said earlier this summer that he expected, you know, those proposals to come up not before the election this fall, probably not until the next session starts for lawmakers in 2021. So it's just a difference of the governor kind of wanting action now and both Voss and Fitzgerald saying we need a little bit more time.
Laurel White is the WPR Capitol reporter and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. This is your state Capitol report this morning, and we would be interested in knowing from you how you want to see our state lawmakers responding to the Kenosha shooting, what you think can be done to hold police accountable, and how should the police interact with the community. It is 1-800-642-1234, the number to the studio, and you can email us ideas at WPR.org. Your state Capitol report continues with the plan, at least as it stands right now, for the president to be visiting Kenosha come tomorrow, and the governor's request of the president to please stay home. We will ask Laurel White about that when we continue and take your calls as well. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is the Ideas Network. Tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter supporters marched on Washington on Friday. On Saturday, protesters took to the streets back home in Kenosha and up in Madison as well. Meanwhile, another death among the protests on Saturday night in Portland and fallout from the killings of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber continue, well beyond Kenosha. This is your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and I'm Lee Rayburn. And you could see Free Kyle written on the back of a pickup truck driving through Madison this weekend. I imagine you might have something to say about all of this. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Reporter, co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. And Laurel, President Trump said he is expected to visit Kenosha tomorrow, while the governor has sent the president a letter asking him to stay away. What do we know, or what can we expect about the president's visit to Wisconsin tomorrow?
Well, you're absolutely right. The governor did send a letter to the president saying that he doesn't feel like the situation in Kenosha right now is ideal for him to visit. Other Democratic leaders, Attorney General Josh Call, have echoed that sentiment, saying that, you know, the situation in Kenosha with protests and just kind of general unrest over the past week or so are not a prime situation for the president to be coming in and addressing folks. Obviously, that's something that Republicans want to see. They want to see the president come in, be on the ground there, be in Kenosha, assess things. And so this is obviously a real partisan split that we're seeing in terms of reaction ahead of what's still expected to happen tomorrow, the president visiting the state.
But Evers cites logistics, that there are limited resources in Wisconsin right now, and those limited resources are being applied to state emergencies, and national security would have to take priority in that, which would, according to the governor's letter to the president, drain resources away from much needed actions from the state and local law enforcement.
Right. And I'm not aware of a response from the president as of yet to the governor's letter. So we're just going to have to stay tuned and see how all of this plays out over the next 24 hours or so. Mm-hmm.
And the governor also released a statement following Jacob Blake's shooting when that became public. And while he didn't have the details and was quick to admit that, he said it wasn't the first time a black man had been shot or injured at the hands of law enforcement. How did the governor's message differ from what the what Republicans have been saying?
So I think the biggest difference between the governor's messaging immediately after the shooting and what Republicans put out was the sentiment expressed by a number of Republican leaders in Wisconsin that we didn't have all the facts yet, and that while people were upset by the shooting, that they shouldn't rush to any form of judgment, that they needed to let the process play out. The state investigation, which is run by the State Department of Justice's Department of Criminal Investigation, you know, they said that there are systems in place for investigations of incidents like these, and that we need to, you know, kind of hold back, in essence, our judgment. So the governor's comments faced some pretty sharp criticism from Republicans, because they said that he was being too critical and too negative, really, right out of the gate. They said that he was actually encouraging some unrest and encouraging frustration that we saw at some of the protests last week.
Laurel White is the Capitol reporter for WPR and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. And it's your state Capitol report on The Morning Show. It would be interested in knowing whether or not you think the events in Kenosha change the upcoming election, whether or not gun laws should be revisited by our legislature. 1-800-642-1234 in reaction to the fallout of the violence that we have seen in the streets. Troy from Muskego, you are on the Ideas Network. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. There's actually like three things I would like to be dealt with that I think are pretty urgent. Number one, I think, you know, I drive around and all I see is these "We Back the Badge Yard" signs everywhere. And it's like, those are so inflammatory. And what they do is they write out a blank check for law enforcement and say, well, we just support anybody that wears a badge, whether they're right or wrong. And I feel like we should have something that maybe says like, "We back good officers," or "people behind, you know, good people behind badges." But when you make comments like that in light of what's going on in Kenosha, and you have those yard signs everywhere, that's just really just fanning the flames. That's number one. Number two, I feel like they should have something for police officers to wear, some kind of pennant, just like they do for like breast cancer awareness, but something that shows that when these police officers are in these neighborhoods with minorities, that they are together, that this is a process, that some kind of pennant that shows that they're, it doesn't have to be a Black Lives Matter pennant, but it has to be something that shows that they are in support of good policing and what's going on. That's another thing that needs to happen.
I would assume that's what the badge is supposed to be for in the first place. And we saw a lot of anger. We still do on the streets on both sides. Laurel White, the politics that play into this continue to be as divided as we are. And yet with the state Senate in session today, the president saying he's coming. As this all plays out, it feels like we're at the epicenter of the political universe. Where are the Democrats in all of this beyond Governor Evers? What about Joe Biden? What about Democrats in the state legislature?
Mm-hmm. Well, Democrats in the state legislature have been widely on the same page as Governor Evers. They've supported his proposals. They've supported the call to come into the special session today and to pass and at least debate some of the bills that the governor put forward earlier this summer. State Senator LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee put out a statement last week, a really strongly worded statement, essentially accusing Republicans of sitting idly by and quote, watching the state burn. So Democrats have been very frustrated with the Republican majority and their refusal to take quick action, you know, to have that debate, to have those votes now.
And when it comes to national politics, we have heard for the last 2 weeks, Republicans are coming to Wisconsin, according to Republicans, and Democrats are staying away. And that seems to be part of the campaign here in Wisconsin, at least as it stands right now. And is there any indication that there will be? And I know, you know, people are trying to stay safe and social distancing, but how does this play into the fight over Wisconsin for the presidential race?
We did hear last week that Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden made some comments about a possible visit to Wisconsin in the coming weeks and months leading up to Election Day. He said that if he did do that, it would look different than President Trump and Vice President Pence's visits over the past few months. That none of those visits by Biden or visit, I guess singular at this point, have been announced or anything's been made official. But that was the first time, at least that I'm aware of, that a public comment had been made about kind of shifting away from the virtual events that we've seen Democrats doing so much during the pandemic to an actual in-person visit in Wisconsin. So I think it's going to be really interesting to watch and see what the Biden campaign decides to do in the months ahead. It's certainly a situation, again, where Wisconsin is getting a lot of attention on a national stage. And so him coming here would certainly have an effect, one would think.
Laurel White, there has been a recall effort that had kicked off on Friday to try to recall Governor Evers. Recall the governor, something we've had in the past in Wisconsin. Is there any momentum behind this?
It is just getting started. So this is something that was rolled out last Friday. And so the process of gathering the signatures to make that recall election happen is underway. The petitioners need to get about 700,000 signatures. It's 25% of the number of people who voted in the last gubernatorial election. So some people have, you know, expressed obviously that it's a challenge to go around and get petitions signed right now during a pandemic. So we'll be keeping a close eye on kind of the traction that this gets. This is a citizen group that's bringing this forward. The state Republican Party is not officially involved. So this would be something that, you know, happens over the next 60 days or so. There's the 60-day deadline for getting the signature. So we're going to keep a close eye on it.
And Laurel, I have about a minute, but there is also the lawsuit that is trying to overturn the mask mandate in Wisconsin. Where does that stand?
So that was filed in a state circuit court. So it needs to work its way kind of through the legal process, arguments, a ruling from the circuit court. And of course, as we see with lawsuits in Wisconsin, there are always appeals that can happen. So it could work its way through a state appellate court and eventually possibly to the state Supreme Court. So that's got a bit of a path ahead of it.
So the mask mandate in place now, and at least for the foreseeable immediate future, not likely to be overturned in the courts.
That's right. That's right. There can always be appeals and stays.
Laurel White, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter and co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. Hear the latest now wherever you find your podcast. News is next. Then State Capitol Report continues with Wisconsin State Senator Van Wongard and his proposal of 8 bills that would reform Wisconsin's criminal justice system and your reaction to them. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network.